Thank you for being still here at this time of the day. We are welcoming Taim Haddadi for implementing Stream Spec in Servo Web Engine.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for having me. I'm really happy here to be today to talk about the implementation of Stream Spec in Servo. Before we start, about me, so I'm a software engineer from Netherlands, and basically focus on embedded systems. In my free time, mostly weekend and the afternoons, I will contribute to Servo, browser engine, Team 95. You can follow me, Team 95 online. So I want to talk about Servo. I think Rigo already talked about Servo in the morning. I will drive in directly in the implementation. As we know, streams are quite important in a web engine. Basically, they're used almost everywhere. Fetch the and fetch bodies, upload, download, compress and decompress APIs. And basically, if you have a broken stream implementation in your web engine, you have a missing part of your web engine. What was the status of the stream implementation in Servo? So Servo uses Mosh.js, which is a Rust binding for SpiderMonkey. And SpiderMonkey had its own implementation of stream in, implemented in the engine. And because we were creating this binding, we were also creating the binding of these stream implementation from the engine. And a specific SpiderMonkey version, these built-in implementation, they were removed from the engine, but they were moved to the Firefox. So basically, you can browse them in Firefox code source. That created an issue for Servo, because basically, if we upgrade to the new version, we don't have the stream implementation. It will break our fetch implementation as a whole. The WPT test will go down. So we were in a situation where we cannot update without compromising. So we were trying to find like a short-term solution. Basically, the short-term solution is to update SpiderMonkey, but also create a patch which will bring the deleted code from SpiderMonkey. Deleted code or removed code we're talking about is the stream implementation. We know this is working, but basically it's not a long-term solution. What if a spec change or we want to add a new we want to fix something in stream implementation? This will be really hard. So the long-term solution is basically re-implementing the stream spec inside the Servo in Rust. And like this, we can basically have a spec-driven stream implementation in Rust. We can follow and debug, and we can also upgrade to the SpiderMonkey version freely. To do this, so the implementation in Servo, even though it was using SpiderMonkey, but it was not fully implemented, it was only implemented so fetch can work properly, which means it only implemented readable stream, default controller, and default reader. To do this, so basically we started the work where we identified what are the needed features to at least bring the WPT test to the state where it was using the built-in SpiderMonkey stream implementation. So we could not do a major PR for the Servo, so we created like an intermediate branch, and we started making like small PRs to build the stream implementation step by step. And when we were in state where we are reaching the same amount of WPT tests they were passing before the in the built-in SpiderMonkey implementation, we made a PR for Servo, which implemented a readable stream in Rust with the default controller and default reader. And of course, with this, we were able to remove the patch that we introduced for Mosh.js, the patch that brings the deleted code from SpiderMonkey, and we can upgrade freely now. So basically, in the past implementation, you will see a function like read the chunk, which is a function to read the stream. It was using the direct call from SpiderMonkey. And this is literally like an FFL and binding through the engine directly, but we moved more like to Rust implementation without having these engine call directly in the servo script, and we rely on the engine for handling the values of and the object of the JavaScript object, because you still need to communicate between the two words. The good thing about this implementation is like it's following the spec, everything is documented, and it made it easy for us. Okay, so since the implementation were only implemented for readable for default readable stream default controller and default reader, when we wanted to implement a byte controller and BOB reader, we had an issue where we are still dealing with buffers, so we still need to call JavaScript engine functions. For example, if you have a buffer you want to detach it, you still need to call detach function from the JavaScript engine. And we didn't want to get back to the same situation where we have like JavaScript calls inside servo script. So we started by creating an abstraction. We called it buffer source, which is literally spec-driven. This buffer source is the abstraction where we have all these JavaScript engine calls. And from this, from the servo script, you call these abstraction. And when we did this, we started noticing something really interesting is that all these JavaScript engines, they share the same implementation because they all follow the TC39. And from this, we started having an idea, okay, if we started creating all these abstraction, can we reach the point where ServoScript does not rely on the engine by itself, but it rely on abstraction, and the abstraction rely on the engine. And for example, we can see example Rust V8, which is also the wrapper for V8 in Rust. Has same function detach, but for buffer it's easy because it's like a direct calls, but we still rely heavily on the spider monkey inside our servo implementation. So creating this abstraction, it will be a lot of work and it will be like it will take a lot of time. So I had a chat with one of the servo maintainer, and we agreed that this requires a lot of work. But it's a good sign. Okay, so since we have now an implementation of the stream in Rust, it actually made it easy for us to implement the next step or the missing part of the stream in servo, so the most logical next part is to implement writable stream. And when you have writable stream, you can implement transform stream. And that's actually what we did because we were just following the spec. Now it's much easier for us, easier for debug because it's just Rust code. And then we continued and we implemented the rest of the spec. So since we implemented writable stream, we're also writable stream required control signal. So we ended up also implementing abort controller, abort signal, and they are also all living in the Rust in servo with the engine backed in it. So what did this stream implementation that we did unlock in servo? So we started noticing that the community now is taking the stream implementation as a reference and make it easy for them to implement other APIs. So for example, here somebody is literally took the stream implementation as a reference and implemented the compress and decompress API. Another team, another community member also took this stream implementation as a reference and implemented the decode, the test decode the stream and test encode stream. So the implementation was a good reference. The question is how does stream implementation in servo on the WPT? So basically servo almost passed all the tests, all the stream tests. It's even sometimes surpassed some other engines, but the but is this, servo does not support shared worker, dedicated worker, and service worker. So basically when you enable them, all the stream implementation in that context, they are failing, of course, because we don't have this the context. But the moment we will support this context, stream implementation is there, all the WPT tests will be passing. And the good news is that we are planning to start working on the workers in 2026, this year. So we talked about stream implementation, we talked about WPT, but what does it really mean for servo as a web engine? So basically, because of this stream implementation abort controller, we noticed that we were able, example, to have a functional GitHub, and we were able, example, to create PRs directly using Servo. I think Rigo already showed it, but basically we were able to render Servo, and then you can go to PRs, you can review, you can also open. There's still some missing functionalities, but you see that I'm also logged in, so that was not possible in before implementing these APIs. Back to the slide. So there was another example. There is a community member that mentioned that example, this website, ChatGPT, is not working. And then we did some investigation, and we found out that, okay, the fetch uses the stream, and one of the functions is when you try to clone the body of this fetch, it uses a readable stream T algorithm. And since it was not implemented, it was implemented not using this algorithm. And then when we follow the spec correctly on using the stream, a readable stream inside the cloning of the body of the fetch, we were able to have at least the ChatGPT website loading. Of course, not fully working, but that was a nice impact. So we did a lot of work on stream, but we still have some good start issues for people. If you want the work on them, we have a nice website called starsers.servo.org. You'll find some nice issues there. Join and reach out in Servo Zulip chat if you want to have a chat, and check out the website. So for the stream implementation, it was quite a journey, and I would like to thank NL Net Foundation for supporting the project and believing in the project. Also, I would like to thank reviewer and maintainer, so George, for helping us understanding how SpiderMonkey works and how we can move from the built-in implementation to the own Rust servo implementation. Also, Gregory for working with me. He was supposed to be here, but he couldn't make it. And also the Igalia team for helping us supporting the project and reviewing our work. Basically that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. We are ahead of time, so if you have questions, you can feel free to ask any question.
Thank you for the presentation. I have a question about what was different about streams that made it such that Mozilla implemented them in SpiderMonkey at first versus in the browser engine?
Yes. To be honest, I don't know exactly why they implemented them in the browser. It's in the JavaScript engine itself, but I think the stream does not belong to the engine itself, but they are an API outside the engine. But why they did it, I'm not sure.
Other questions? Don't be shy. Okay, so.
Thank you then.
Thank you so much, and thank you for your presentation.
Thank you. Thanks.